Welcome to Hardwood Handicappers with Zach Cohen, right here on VSiN, the sports betting network.
This is Zachary Cohen, VSiN.com senior editor with a Tuesday episode of Hardwood Handicappers. Today is March 31st. It is 9:30 a.m. Eastern, and we're hoping to build on some momentum that we've had over the last couple of days. It got a little ugly there for a week or two, and we've had 3 days in a row in the green, so let's hope we can stick there for tonight, where I really think this is one of the better slates we've had in a while. Wouldn't say there's any like massive games. We don't have any like finals previews the way that we have over the last 2-3 days, but it's 7 games this evening. 5 of them are meetings between playoff teams. So there's some meaningful action tonight, whereas most nights these days are, you know, tanking teams going up against playoff teams, a lot of ugly games, a lot of blowouts. Don't think we're going to have that here. I mean, there are 2 bad games. Hornets at Nets, Mavericks at Bucks. We'll avoid those for now. Maybe I'll add some player props on them to the website over at VSiN.com a little bit later, but I do want to get into some of these big games. And we'll start with the Suns taking on the Magic. This is a game where Phoenix is a 2.5-point road underdog. Total is 225.5, and I'm actually taking the Suns on the money line. I'm completely ignoring the points here. Phoenix plus 114 is the play for me. And I will note right off the bat, like, this is a tough spot for the Suns just in terms of rest. It's their 3rd game in 4 nights. It's the 2nd leg of a back-to-back. However, they do expect to get Dylan Brooks back tonight. That is their emotional leader. That's the guy that makes them go on the defensive end of the floor. I think that's going to give them a huge jolt this evening. Also, last night, while, you know, it was the 2nd leg of a back-to-back, they did win, you know, pretty convincingly. Devin Booker only played 26 minutes against Memphis. Jalen Green only played 24. So you're talking about some of the key players on this team not really being too fatigued heading into this one. And this is a Suns team that has been playing a little bit better lately. Over the last 4 games, they're 3-1 straight up, 4-0 against the spread. The one loss was a 2-point loss to the Nuggets. So really no shame in that. But really, where this goes south and where I really was looking to fade someone is that the Magic are 1-7 straight up in their last 8 games, 3-5 against the spread, and their defense is just completely crumbling. Over the last 8 games in that stretch where they're 1-7, they are 27th in the NBA in raw defensive rating, giving up 125.4 points per 100 possessions. And this team is still missing some of their key defensive pieces. Not only is it, you know, Anthony Black and Franz Wagner, who are good perimeter defenders. Also, Jonathan Isaac has been out a little bit. That is a player that is very, very good defending multiple spots. So I just think that this is a team that's going to continue to struggle to get consistent stops. And I think Phoenix is about to turn things on the rest of the way. This team has been getting some really strong play out of Booker and Green. The rookies are really stepping up in Rashear Fleming and Kamal Malawach, and just everybody's kind of gelling again. There was a couple down weeks there where, you know, people were injured in and out of the lineup and the Suns just couldn't find any rhythm. They have it back and they're playing some really good basketball. So this is the type of game that I really do expect them to win, especially when you look at the coaches in the matchup where, you know, Jordan Ott has proven himself to be one of the best X's and O's coaches and motivators in the league. Meanwhile, Jamal Mosley is, you know, let's put it bluntly, like, on the hot seat, doing a really poor job with this Magic team this year. So I just kind of think that getting plus money odds with the Phoenix team that I believe is way better than Orlando, really hard to pass up. If you do want to take 2.5, I don't blame you, but I took the money line. I think the Suns are going to win this game outright. This is also an option for, you know, some alternate plays. If you want to take some extra points with Phoenix, grab 7.5 or something. I'll be doing that in my next, you know, play for this evening. So not something that I hate at all. I really enjoy some of these alternate spread parlays. All right, well, let's get into that parlay that I have. It's the Raptors at the Pistons is the first of the 2 legs. All these 2 games start at the same time, but Raptors at Pistons, where the spread is Pistons minus 2.5, totals 220.5. And the game that I am lumping it in with is Knicks at Rockets, where the Rockets are 1.5-point favorites, totals 217.5. That is probably the game of the night. There's a better game than that. I don't know why I said that, but Knicks Rockets was very good the last time we saw it at Madison Square Garden. And that was a game where Houston outplayed New York for 3 quarters, ended up blowing it in the 4th, but that had a lot to do with the crowd kind of getting to the Rockets, helping the Knicks, you know, just find a little bit more energy in a game where they were just kind of lifeless for the first, 36 minutes. And I do think that we're going to see the script flipped a little bit playing back in Houston, but I wanted a little extra cushion, even though, you know, some of the numbers over the last couple of games do tell a better story for the Rockets. Like, they are 12-9 with a net rating of plus 2.8 since the All-Star break. And I actually found that to be pretty impressive considering they have a 36-point loss to the Nuggets in that span. So this team has been playing a lot better, especially over the last week or so. Like, we've been, you know, trashing this team throughout the course of the season, on and off, just terrible play here and there, but it's been good lately. And I do think this is a really tough matchup for the Knicks, just because you do have so many defenders you can throw at Jalen Brunson, but the main one being Amen Thompson, who just has all types of athleticism, length, and speed to cover him and make life difficult on him. And then you do have length and size all over the court, even without like Steven Adams on the floor. This Houston team is still big, and I think that kind of disrupts this New York team. So I think this is a game the Rockets could win outright, but I wanted 7.5. Just thought that would be a little bit safer, given the way that we saw the Houston offense just completely stall out the last time they played against New York. But I do like that as part of this parlay. And then the Raptors plus 7.5 versus the Pistons. That has a lot to do with what we saw from Detroit last night, where the Pistons tried to punt on the game against the Thunder, ended up losing 114-110 in overtime, which, by the way, by lean in that game, not an official play, was under, I believe, 102.5 for the team total for Detroit. They ended up scoring 101 in regulation, but you would have lost. So that was tough. But you did see Danish Jenkins play 36 minutes. Asar Thompson played 26. Kevin Huerter played 38. So there are rotation players for Detroit that ended up playing big minutes, and they will be fatigued when they get out there tonight, even though they tried their best to kind of hold back, like Jalen Duren, Tobias Harris, keep them, you know, fresh heading into this matchup. But still a third game in four nights, still the second leg of a back-to-back, and I do think that will impact a Pistons team that really is winning on effort right now. I mean, Cade Cunningham is out. This team continues to play great defense, but offensively, it could be ugly at times. And the Raptors are number 6 in the NBA in raw defensive rating, and they just have all kinds of length to disrupt, you know, whoever they need to in this game. And I think you're going to see Scottie Barnes, you know, just really out there making his presence felt defensively. And I will note that, like, one of the bad games that this, you know, Pistons team played recently was a game against this Raptors team on March 15th, where Toronto won by 11 when the two met in Toronto. And that was a game that Cade actually played and had 33 points. So not the greatest of performances for the Pistons there. And I do think Toronto can win this game outright. But again, I just felt like having some extra points. So plus 7.5 for both of the teams in this parlay. It's the Raptors against the Pistons, and it's the Rockets against the Knicks. But this is a good way to kind of get some action on a couple of games that I really do think you're going to want to watch. If you're looking to sharpen your edge the remainder of the NBA season, VSiN Pro is where to go. Get advanced analytics, player prop projections, and expert insights used by serious bettors every day. Try it out for only $9.99 for your first month and see what smart bettors are using to beat the books. Head to vsin.com/subscribe and check out all of the subscription options. I'll continue to say it. I think this is a great deal. Just kind of get your foot in the door, see what we have to offer. Right now, it's a lot. I mean, we still have a couple of games left in college basketball. There's a ton of MLB going on. I am doing player props for the MLB. Same process that you get with my NBA player props going into those MLB ones. So I feel pretty good about that being something that will be a strong suit the rest of the way. But then Adam Burke, my managing editor, does an awesome job with MLB. Greg Peterson, Steve Mackinnon, the same. We have a great team over at vsin.com on the website, but also a loaded team when you're talking about our VSiN, you know, TV network, which is part of the YouTube TV Sports Plus package, or you can find ways to watch it over at vsin.com with the watch VSiN, you know, features on our website and our app. So definitely check it out. I think it's a great, great tool for sports bettors, but also just a great product for sports fans. I mean, a lot of the talk is sports betting related, but you get a lot of just your classic sports banter just done with less hot takes, more analysis. I absolutely love it. I always have it on in the background. Let's move on now to the game that actually is the game of the night. I said before, Rockets Knicks, this is the game of the night. Cavaliers at Lakers, 10:30 p.m. Eastern tip. Unfortunately, it is a back-to-back for both teams, so rest situation not perfect. But man, I am excited to see all the firepower that will be on the floor in this one. And the Lakers are 2.5-point favorites. Total's 236.5. I would lean Cleveland in this game if I wanted to take something on the side or total. Part of that has to do with kind of my priors going into this. I believe the Cavaliers are the most threatening team in the Eastern Conference when you're thinking about an Eastern Conference team that could actually beat a Western Conference team in the finals. And I know that is something that a lot of people would disagree with, especially having seen Boston beat OKC somewhat easily in Boston the other day. But I do think Cleveland has the most upside of all the teams in the Eastern Conference. And as long as they are somewhat healthy tonight, I would expect them to find a way to beat Los Angeles. I just think that the Cavaliers offensively have some elite, elite players and on-ball creators that could take advantage of a Lakers team that I still think is a little shaky defensively, even if the recent numbers haven't suggested that. So that is why I'm leaning Cleveland. But the play I actually made in this game, because I do think it's going to be a shootout, Austin Reeves over 21.5 points at minus 125. And I just think that some of the numbers that we've seen lately when Reeves has played with Luka Doncic on the floor, and Luka will be playing tonight. He did not play last night because he had received his 16th technical, was suspended. But Reeves with Luka in the last five games that he's played against teams like this Cavaliers defense, which I'll get into what makes team like the Cavaliers defense in a second, but 24 points per game in the last five. And that is against defenses that are bottom 15 in defensive rating, bottom 10 in isolation, and bottom 10 in guarding spot-up jumpers. So all things that Reeves can do to really torch a defense. This Cavaliers team does struggle a bit. And Reeves is a player that just continues to play very, very well offensively this season. Like I said, this game, I do believe it's going to be a shootout, has the highest total on the board. And I will mention too that don't see an injury report right now. Like I said, I'm recording this at 9:30 a.m. Eastern. Nothing is submitted to the official league website as of right now for the Cavaliers or the Lakers. But keep an eye on the status of Marcus Smart, because when Reeves has played with Luka and without Smart, 25.3 points per game. So his average only goes up. And that's because Smart's one of the only players in the Los Angeles rotation that really takes pride in being a strong individual defender. And I do think that that's something that we have seen become kind of a trend, is that when Smart is out, Lakers games get a little bit higher in scoring. And I do think that Reeves would benefit from that. But overall, I like Reeves to have a good game regardless of who's out there, just because as much as I like Cleveland, I can acknowledge that the backcourt is pretty weak defensively when you're talking about Donovan Mitchell and James Harden, and Reeves getting to go to work against those two guys in isolation where, man, like, he's a great three-point shooter, but he is underrated in terms of getting to the basket and finishing in the paint, finding ways to knock down like little fadeaway jumpers in the short mid-range area. Really, really talented scorer, and I think that will be on display this evening. All right, final game of the night that I do want to talk about. Nothing that I actually have an official play for yet, but I do really like this Trailblazers-Clippers game. I think it's going to be interesting if you kind of look at where these teams sit in the standings. Los Angeles has a slight lead on Portland for the eighth seed in the play-in in the Western Conference. So this is a really big game because, look, there's not a lot of time left in the season. But if Portland could win this game, there is a chance that they end up in the eighth seed by the time this is all said and done. And this is really important because obviously the play-in is tough to get out of no matter what. But if you are in that first game in the 7-8 game, you have one shot at getting the 7 seed. If you lose, you have another shot to face the winner of the 9-10 game, meaning you have two bites at the apple to make the postseason as opposed to just one. And I do think that that would benefit whoever ends up in there. That's, you know, the most obvious statement of the year. So this is a game that is big for playoff seeding. That means that it's a game with high stakes, one that I want to watch. But the only play that I'm really looking at right now is potentially Benedict Mathurin over 18.5 points. I haven't locked it in yet. Don't know for sure that I'm going to take it. But 22.6 points per game in the 9 games that he has played with both Kawhi Leonard and Darius Garland. Tough matchup in a lot of ways against Portland, but at the same time, this Blazers team is bottom 5 in the NBA defending in transition, also bottom 5 guarding pick and roll ball handlers. That benefits Mathurin quite a bit. He's averaging 10.8 points per game on those actions alone this year, And Portland's also really bad about putting free throws, putting opponents on the line for free throws. Number 22 in the league when it comes to fouling like that. Mathurin scoring 7.4 points at the line per game ever since he's been traded to the Clippers. So he's been doing a good job of attacking downhill, putting pressure on the basket and getting himself to the charity stripe. So there's a chance I end up adding Mathurin over 18.5 points, but that is all for me for this slate. It is, you know, seven games, not too much to talk about. Also not much to talk about in terms of like futures that I haven't already hit on over the last couple of days. I think the hottest conversation right now will be MVP, and we'll see, you know, about that tonight. It is another opportunity for Luka to go out there and make his case, though I do think he's a little bit too far behind at this point. But yeah, that's what we have for this evening. On the other side of this, we will recap the best bets, and I'll also explain what I have been doing with player props, which is something that there's been a little bit more in terms of late additions to my card over on the website that you're not getting here, and I'll explain why in a second. But I did want to say that if you are new to VSiN, signing up for our free daily newsletter is a great way to catch up. Delivered straight to your inbox every morning, VSiN's newsletter offers picks, data, and strategies for the day's betting menu. Sign up for free now at vsin.com and start receiving your free newsletter tomorrow morning. That's vsin.com/newsletter. Stay ahead of the game and bet smarter with VSiN. I say this all the time as well. My boss, Bill 80, does a really good job kind of recapping the night before, looking ahead to the day that's coming, the week that's coming, doing a really good job of just kind of getting you on top of the entire sports calendar from a betting standpoint. I think that it's a really valuable resource for sports bettors, but also just an interesting read in general. Always some good nuggets in there, whether he's pulling kind of some thoughts from our team over at the website, or, you know, talking a little bit about what he's seeing on the broadcast or what he's seeing just kinds of in terms of trending news and breaking news and just, you know, current events in the sports betting world. Bill does a really good job with that. He has a great pulse on the sports betting industry. All right. Like I said, I do want to recap my best bets for tonight. But first, I did want to say that I have been adding a little bit more in terms of player props to vsin.com after these shows. The reason for that is I have found something that I do think is working, where I am comparing odds that we have in the States to some of the numbers that we're seeing with Pinnacle. Pinnacle is an offshore book, but it's always been one that has been known for being the sharpest in the industry. And I think that there have been a couple of occasions over the last week or so where I have seen somebody's, you know, point total or something 2 points higher than it is like at a DraftKings or a FanDuel. And that generally means that smarter, you know, odds makers or just people that are reading the market believe that that number should be higher. And that signals a buy for me on overs if I can get a better price on it in the States. So I think that's something really, really interesting that I found. And if you do see late picks from me, that generally means that that was the system that I used to kind of find them. So I will look kind of earlier in the afternoon. I will add some stuff potentially over at vsin.com if I find any matches for that. But yeah, I do feel like this is something that has been successful for me over the last like week or two. And it's something that I would like to explore a little bit over the next couple of weeks. So if you see more added plays over there, you'll still get picks from me here. But it is all the more reason that, you know, it pays to be a VSiN pro if you like my work. So head over to vsin.com a little bit later in the day. Also go to our pro picks page if you don't want to look at the article, although I would like if you looked at the article. But yeah, you can look at the pro picks page. No matter what, if I do add plays, you will get them either on that picks page or at the bottom of my player prop story. So they'll be somewhere on the website if I add them. But have been doing it pretty consistently over the last couple of days. So do want to kind of just throw it out there that there's a chance that, you know, I might talk about a play from last night when I get on the Wednesday show that you did not hear on this Tuesday show. So make sure you're heading over to vsin.com and checking out what I have. But let's recap what I do have for right now. I have three plays for this evening, one side, one prop, one parlay. As my producer Matt noted, we do have a little bit of everything this evening. But it starts with the Suns money line versus the Magic at +114. Then I have the parlay with the Raptors +7.5 versus the Pistons. Rockets +7.5 versus the Knicks. That's -115. Then I have Austin Reeves over 21.5 points at -125 versus the Cavaliers. Hopefully we have another winning night. Hopefully it's a bigger night than we've had the last couple of nights. Don't want to be greedy, but we've only won a little bit in terms of units over the last two nights. Saturday was a really big day, though, so that was good. But do you want to keep it up? We got some work to do in terms of, you know, trying to get back in the green after a couple of rough days over the last couple of weeks, but feeling pretty good about my reads right now, being a little bit more selective than I was, you know, coming right out of the All-Star break. And I do think that I have a better feel for some of the tanking teams' rotations, which is allowing me to play some player props to those teams, which I was avoiding right out of the break. But yeah, just overall feeling a little bit better about how things are going, and hopefully we can keep it up. So best of luck if you are tailing this evening. If you enjoyed the show, please like, comment, rate, subscribe, whatever you can do. Anything helps us, whether that's on YouTube, Apple, Spotify. We appreciate any positive feedback, and make sure you join us for a Wednesday episode of Harvard Handicappers. I'm sure it will be a good one.